Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Not long ago, I had a discussion with a colleague of mine. He's a very seasoned manager. He's in his early 50s. And he was just telling me how frustrated he was getting with some of the younger people on his team. He said he was having difficulty in trying to keep the group motivated. And what he said the older generation, he said those people that work on the team, they live to work. But this younger group, they seem a lot more entitled. And they also see work as a means to an end. And that dedication and the loyalty that he's feeling from this group is just not the same. So he started asking me how or what thoughts I had around getting them all on the same page, getting them on the same page as everyone else. And my answer to him is that you can't get them on the same page as everyone else. We now have four generations in the workplace, which puts corporate America in a place it's never been before. People are living longer, and they're working longer than at any other time in the history of our country, and that's the U.S. And as a manager, you can't treat everyone the same way. You have to get to the essence of what drives the individual. So a lot of those answers can be found by understanding the generation to which the person belongs and then adapting your management style according to that generation of people, because they tend to have a lot of things that are very similar. And this is true of baby boomers. This is true of what we call Gen X. This is true of the millennials as well. So no matter what generation you look at, they all have these drivers, these things that were part of their upbringing that they respond positively to, and there are other things that they respond negatively to. And so some of those things are going to motivate them, some things are going to demotivate them. And what it's important for you to do as a manager is understand where they've come from and adapt yourself to them. Now, are they going to have to meet you partway? Absolutely. But for you to think that you can just tell people what to do and they're going to do it, you know, the world is changing. There's a labor shortage out there. At least there's starting to become a labor shortage, and good people are hard to come by and sometimes hard to retain. So it's time that we looked at ourselves and looked at the people and said, okay, if they're really good at what they do, we have to do everything in our power to help adapt to their style, help adapt to the way they were brought up, and understanding that is a critical element. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher to pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to continue where we left off today. And I want to talk about being a strong leader as a manager. Because at the end of the day, management is leadership. And so how can we be as effective as we can as a leader? The key word is empowerment. We'll pick up from there tomorrow.